You there?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, shit. We rolling, man. Yeah. Top of the morning, man.
As long as you off air, we're not on air right now, are we? Hello?
What'd you say?
We not on air, are we?
When you come in, you introduce yourself and stuff, you know, let them know again, keep people informed of your movement and stuff, what you're doing, all right?
All right.
Live and direct. Okay, this thing been going. Get this cut off here. Good morning, good morning. Top of the morning, everybody out there. Y'all on the morning drift with Suleiman Bey. It's 6:30, 2021. And we got Hakeem Jabbar on the line with us this morning, the professor. How you doing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we on. We live and direct this morning. How you doing, brother?
Praise the due to Allah.
No question. You a little low on your end.
I don't know what's wrong. I'm not on no computer. I'm on my phone. My computer ain't operating and functioning right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I got you. This is Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar. CEO and president of Afrocentric Culture Development Corporation, a nonprofit corporation, a nonprofit organization bringing unity to the community. Our primary focus is the East Bay and state of California, specifically Pittsburgh, Antioch, and Bay Point areas, working with the entrepreneurs, black-owned businesses here, trying to put an association together so we can highlight these black businesses and expand with these black businesses so that to have an opportunity to spend their money with their people instead of these foreigners. See, we don't have to come outside of our community to get money. It's money right in the ghetto. They spend it every day right with those people. And those people move in, they get those stores and all those other businesses, and they know we consumers, and they know we're going to consume because sometimes our identity is based on what we spend. Right. So my thing is to promote these businesses. They got exclusivity programs, so-called supposed to be $100 million out there for black businesses to prove and expand. But once again, I've been involved with that program, haven't gotten anything out of them yet, but I'm still working with them because anytime you go to Holland, you're going to do stuff for our people, then I'm going to have to call you on that. I'm going to have to see what you're doing. And what I found out is that really those people, those corporate Negroes, they look at things different from us in the hood. And so it's a disconnect. They don't really understand what we need to promote these businesses. They good at going to get somebody to give you some money, but when it comes to the process of having to get the money, this is where the disconnect. I always say about all these people always talking about trying to help somebody. See, it's like going to the Raiders game. You got tailgaters there in the parking lot. You got people in the stands, and then you got people on the sidelines. See, I'm on the field. I'm a player. I'm not a fan. I'm a player. So that's the difference right there. So I've been into this nonprofit space to see what's going on. There are funds there. But the process of ascertaining those funds is where the roadblocks come. So one of the ways that we can get through is through a nonprofit organization because I don't have money to do some of the things I want to do. So you got to go find the people that's giving the money for these causes. The problem is 70% of those that's giving money, even the black folks, they white folks. And I found out they're always trying to throw us off with that racist stuff. Oh, we need to try to combat this and combat that. And I told them, if you want to fight racism, you need to get a bunch of white people on the Zoom and ask them why they like that.
Mm.
Because I teach my people how to maneuver past that stuff because they never going to change in their thinking and the way they think about us and so forth, so forth, so forth. And I don't care if they never change. They can keep being right. The same people they've been since Africans was brought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And us that was here before even brought one African right here on this land. It's our land. So anyway, my thing is just trying to corral these people and get these people together. And I see a lot of times when you're dealing with these, you know, identity is something, because identity is tied into a lot of things, you know, economics, you know, money. It's a whole bunch of different things that it's tied into. So what happens is it's always strength in numbers. It's all about the team spirit. If the team can't win, we can't win. So we always going different types of ways because for the Africans that's here in America, you know, our community, we got some split things going on there. You got all kinds of Negroes out there. We all know that about each other. You got that bourgeois. You got on the street. You got that one that he want to be so white. He mad. He black. You got all kinds of things going on with our people. So it's kind of hard for us to come together because we don't have a culture identity that binds us together. For instance, like Hispanics. When Hispanics come here, they always help one another. And the reason they do that is because their culture, same language, same clothes, same food, same everything. When you ask a Hispanic person where he's from, he don't tell you what city. He just tell you he's from Mexico and he's a Mexican. And that's why they thrive around here, because they'll set up fruit stands and them trucks, taco trucks, and they don't need nobody else, not one other customer besides their people, because their people are going to come out and support them, whether he wants that burrito or not. He'll buy that burrito at 12 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock he'll go home and make him the same burrito because he's going to support that business. So they thrive because they support each other's businesses.
Right.
They're going to make sure they get some of that dollar before.
And let me, wanted to come in. I just wanted to intervene real quick. I was listening to you. I wanted to wake my audience up this morning, man, because I ain't told them good morning. I love them or nothing, man. Good morning to y'all, man. I just want to say good morning to y'all. Y'all been listening to Hakeem Jabbar. Been giving his spiel out of the Bay Area in California, what's going on with his movement. And we just talking this morning, man. We hope y'all are moving and grooving. You know, everything is working with you. Just know that you're blessed if you're alive. I don't care what you're going through. You feel me? You still got a gift and a talent. You got something to say or somebody could look at example of you or something and gain something from it. So you got to understand that. I don't see nothing worthless on the earth. Even the worms, they doing something. You might not understand. You might not understand or know what's going on, but it's something going on. Everything is working in conjunction with the one, except us. So that's the thing that's going on. So I wanted to wake y'all up this morning to my prison, the population that's listening, and to the families that's listening, the prisoners. Just know that we out here. We out here for you. We know where you coming from. Both of us understand that. Been through that experience in them dismal crypts. So the brothers already know to tap into me at Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. That's one of the forums. And you can leave your email and all that or whatnot, what's going on. And also that's for the Legal Empowerment Group, 101@gmail.com is the email too. And that's a prisoner-friendly company that we got going on right there. So we've been in conjunction with them. They've been calling in, the two brothers. I've been talking to them, Cut, and they've been, man, they sent me a Father's Day card, man. Listen, I was in tears, man. You know I'm an old cancer, man. You know I'm an old soft on the inside cancer, man. They sent me an old card, man. They all wrote in it, all the moors and stuff in there, and just told me how much they appreciated. They be getting on the phone and, you know, really, really chopping up with me. I could feel all their energy, you feel me, and they studying from the right way. and then I can help them, keeping them studying on the right way, you feel me? Because there's a lot of stuff out there, you feel me? It's a lot of different people moving and grooving different ways under the guise of the same banner, you feel me? So, you know, that's what's going on out there. So you got to be studied to know what you're seeing out there, what is truth and what's not, because a lot of people just searching for the money. You feel me? A lot of people searching for money, but this is for, we're supposed to be uplifting fallen humanity. You feel me? We're supposed to be bringing people into unity so we can do the things that you're talking about, so we can have that love for self and kind. You feel me? But everybody's just searching for, man, let's get this gain. And it's not helping. It's not uplifting humanity what they're doing. You feel me? So that's what I try to focus on, is doing things that the prophet. And listen, I studied for 14 years in them prisons, right? And it's the group I used to get literature from. And I send them to all the prisoners from RV Bay Publication. They send these little pamphlets. I got a bunch of them in here in my studio. I got a bunch of pamphlets. And it's on everything from civics, boy, teach you. Listen, if you can't learn from this and learn something, learn who you are and put something together off these pamphlets, then, bro, just life's just not for you right here. You got some other purpose. You dig what I'm saying? So I send these to everybody, to the women and everything. Soon, they never heard of none of this stuff. When they get it, they be like, man, that's interesting. You got some more of those? That's how them kind of books, when you see the thugs walking around, you know, and you give them something, they read that old urban stuff, and you slide something on them, and then they wake up in the morning and be like, oh, gee, so you got another one of them? Yeah, them kind of books right there. Them kind of books right there. So I finally, these, and I start reading these books. Well, with the brother Taj Tariq, he OG brother in the general in the struggle. But then the sisters, I seen it with sisters, bro. The sisters the ones who got the movement with the literature. Raj Maria Bay and Anad L. And I used to read, bro, that was so, that opened me up so much, bro. Just the women, because I understand that the woman is the key, bro. That's the first civilizer. Bro, they understand that. That's how they break it up, bro. They break the man up and then conquer the woman, bro. And then she go teach and train everything. You know how the Willie Lynch syndrome go. You feel me? How they talk about the science of breeding the horses. And you feel me? They got a way that they go breed this into her condition, that she go breed it into the children. So that's how they mastering us through our nation, through the woman. So people got to understand that. So I finally, the brother's been calling me from the prison. They talk to me all the time. They be listening to the sisters on the blog. And I got a lot of follow different blog shows that I have followed on my show that I haven't followed, meaning that I have subscribed to follow them. But I have all the shows, Jonah Bay, all of them be popping up, and I have never tuned in nobody because I be doing so much with having my mom, taking care of her now, and just doing so much. You feel me? That's not an excuse, but that's the excuse that I've been using. And anyway, so I finally tapped in. They like, bro, tap into the sisters, man. We can't press one. They be in the pen, you know. They be listening. We can't tap in. Woo, woo, woo. So I finally called. Bro, it was a blessing, bro. When I called last night, bro, I was in tears on the inside. If they only knew, bro. I was just listening to their show, bro, and just how much it grew me. Feel me? And I use them tools right now. I send it to the prisoners, bro. Everyone that connect with me and call me, bro, I send them books. They got access at me, bro, and we connect, and we working on them coming home, bro, understanding what's going on with the system, understanding who they are. So if they trying to get all their affairs in order, because usually when they get you in them, once they get you in them grips, it's hard to get out. You feel me? So you have to correct everything before you even go back at them, because they feel right now you one way. They feel that you are their property. Deal, that you're an artificial person. Nobody's coming for you. Nobody filed no kidnapping charges looking for you or nothing. You just in prison. Man, listen, if your child or your family member go missing, you're supposed to file kidnapping charges, bro. If you know somebody up, you know that a mercenary then snatched up your child and threw him in the back of a car, a higher mercenary. It wasn't the sheriff with a sworn affidavit. A higher mercenary threw your child in the back of a car and took him away. You're supposed to file kidnapping charges. You're supposed to know your business and know what to do. And that's what we haven't been. That's why we haven't been in the constitutional fold to understand our affairs. So that's my entry for today. Now I'm going to go back and let you bust back from what I said or go wherever you want to go. I'm going to sit back and I'll finish herbalizing this morning, getting myself in the groove.
Hello?
Jabbar, yeah.
Well, one of the things, two of the things I'm working on and I'm focusing on making my vocal point with this nonprofit, and that's reentry, dealing with the criminal justice system in prison.
Hey, let me give you a key. I don't mean to cut you off, cuz. Let me give you a key. When you, if you're using your phone, how I use it, get you a position and set your phone at an angle where your voice projecting to it, and you ain't even got it. You could chill out.
Yeah, I know.
And
I,
you
I
won't.
It,
you
it,
won't.
I got it sitting up here, but it's just it be doing that. I don't know. No, I got to get my computer together. I got one down there. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I found out here in my area is they have the county got a situation where they're looking for people to get on a reentry committee. Because what I found out, no matter what, you have to get into the right spaces to have your voice heard, or it's not going to go. It's not going to be heard by the people who pull the strings. You got to get right there where they at. See, and I'm an unapologetic black man, so I don't care about all that other stuff that's going on. You know, I'm getting into spaces so I can see what they're doing,
right,
and let my voice be heard. Because when it comes to reentry, to me being a person that's been to prison. A couple times here, you know, a few times, you know, in and out of that, you know, they had me kidnapped back and forth, right? So
right.
I understand that. And I understand some of the mentality that goes on in prison. We both do, you know. Some of them gonna get it while they're there, and some of them ain't gonna get it while they're there. And the ones that's gonna get it is the only ones you're gonna be able to help. You know, truth is truth. So
right.
So we know that when a person comes up out of from being kidnapped by them folks, he's going to have some type of way to get some money. He's going to have a place to stay, and he's going to have to be around the right people. Those
no doubt.
Are the ingredients for success, period.
No
Point
doubt.
Blank. Point blank. I don't care what religion belief you got or whatever belief you got. You're going to need to get you some money. You're going to need a place to stay, and you're going to have to be around the right people, or you're doomed. They're going to come kidnap you again, you know. So I'm trying to get in this space, and a lot of times when I show up, I know I be too black for them. You know, we got to go worry about the terminology because most people understand that terminology, black or African-American. All that's what they go
right.
by. So I have to speak to the people in their terms. If you go to talk to somebody, you got to speak to them at their understanding level, not yours.
Right.
Or,
no doubt.
Or it's like going to talk. Or
you got,
like
yeah,
going
you,
to talk
that's
to
what the book says.
You got to
speak to them in their language.
So a lot of times when I'm speaking, I speak in the language that they understand.
Yeah, you have to.
So when you hear me say black or African American, that's what they understand.
Yeah, you have to.
They don't understand other things. So you got to stay right there. If I can't speak to somebody that understands
now this
level, then ain't no sense of me talking.
Now
to
this.
You know, so
now stop right there. Because you was yesterday. You was here. You wasn't here with me, right? Did you hear me yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Okay, when you finish, I'm gonna read something in for the because I wanted to read it to the people anyway. It's from South Carolina, speaking on just what you're talking about. It's the it's called the Sundry C. Moores Act. When you finish, I'm gonna read this to everybody, and it's what they presented to the representative of the assembly because they was trying to charge them a certain way, and I'm gonna give people the understanding of what's going on because the same implications going on with that McGirt case, how that McGirt case got settled in Oklahoma. And they use the language
yeah.
all the time in there. When I read it, they keep saying persons and enumerated offenses. See, me and you've been in the system and enumerated offenses. Certain persons and enumerated offenses who they're trying to make a subject. See, persons.
I'm just speaking on when I'm talking to the people. This is what they. This is the language that they understand. So
no
I got to stay within that space right there because they don't know. So when somebody don't know and they've been hooked on something or brainwashed or something been impressed in them, that's what's in them. It's the same thing
right.
with religious beliefs and so forth. You understand what I'm saying, T? You,
right.
You know, I always tell people that, you know, we still got that slave plantation mentality. And if we don't, then what language do you speak? What language do you speak? Is it an African language? What language you speak? You speak the slave language that comes from the quarters. We have to express ourselves in English.
We speak Constitution. That's how Moore speaks.
So,
we speak Constitution. So So that's that, and that's the language. Let me speed y'all up. You and the audience. So for the base, because we are on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, and my job is to be a civilizer and educate. So we speak Constitution because that's what the Europeans understand, because their base here is founded on constitutional principles. So we teach what our forefathers put down for them to understand. That's what we are. We are lawgivers. So that's how we put them in place. Man, I've been through so many experiences I can share with you guys right now. So many experiences I can share with you guys that I know that's factual. And see, and people, like I said, people always say, well, how can you get some money? But if you know how to move, bro, it's no money. It's nothing. You don't need no money. You could write off everything that you got going if you understand it. But people don't understand because they're trying to use everything for the wrong way. But I understand exactly what you say, because I know that to the fact. I got to blast off on them like that all the time. Yeah, all the time. But we have to, when you know, you have to teach what you know. That's just how it goes. So for me, I teach what I know, and I have to give them the information so it seems like this. So let me give you this for the audience, because we do have limited times here. And then after this, I'm going to give you the floor back so you could go back on what you were saying, because, like I said, we have to change the language. We have to change the literature, and we have to give it to them. I understand it's times we have to bust it to them, but we have to make sure they understand how that is harming us, how that is damaging us. That's giving these people jurisdiction. I can't sit back and let that go on, not on my watch. I have to stop and stop you and stop people from doing that. It's giving them jurisdiction. It's taking your birthright by keep seeing your black. It hurts me so much. It does. Now, listen to this case. It's called the Sundry Fee Morris Act. That's what they labeled it as. It's out of South Carolina. I'm going to read it verbatim. The State's Records of South Carolina. Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 through 1790. Let me put on my glasses, because I'm trying to read like I'm still young. I'm burning them candles all them years. Okay, again, the State Records of South Carolina. Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 through 1790. Michael E. Stevens, editor. Kristen M. Allen, assistant editor. Published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina, 8557. Copyright of 1984 by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History. First edition published in Columbia, South Carolina by the University of South Carolina Press, manufactured in the United States of America. The ISBN number is 087-249-9448 for anyone who want to research it. This is on 20th of January, 1790. Okay, the committee consists of Mr. Hugh Ruffledge, Major Pickney, and Mr. Deese. This is House Journal 4 from 1790, January 4, 1790, and through January 20, 1790. A petition was presented to the House from Sundry Free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents of this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. The humble petition of Francis, Danielle, Hammond, and Samuel Free Moors in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clarinda, this 1789, humbly showeth that your petitioners some years past had the misfortune, while fighting in the defense of their country, to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa, that a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador, then residing in England, in order to have them returned to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Since that period, they have by the greatest industry been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now pray your honorable house that as freeborn subjects of a prince now in alliance with these United States, the Amistad case the same as this, that they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state now in force called the Negro Law,
But if they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime, this ties in with the McGirt case in Oklahoma. But if they be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury, and your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray and in order that it be referred to a committee. And the following gentlemen were accordingly appointed: Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the three Moors, which he read in his place, and afterwards delivered it at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information, ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to and is as follows, viz. Report that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them. That's the act I'm under. That's what I want to be under. And that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco being free in this state are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this house do agree with the report. Man, listen, I bear witness that Allah sent Prophet Noble Drew Ali to these shores. Yahushua came again. Listen, man, them people from pulling me over, I'd have been through twice, two incidents with them. And the first time it was bad because they pulled me over like they was on some shoot you down the street thing. So they never got to take my identity in consideration. They just assumed and they went to act and kidnapped me. My Moorish blood came out of it. The second time, I gave them everything. I gave all my cards to them, all three of them. And I spoke to them in the right way, talked to them the right way. And they walked, gave me my stuff back, told me to have a nice day. No problem in nothing. If I'd have presented myself a nigger, he asked me, what is this? What are these from? Well, what government is this? What is this? Like, he, you feel me? Ain't my fault if you don't know something. You feel me? He went back in his car. What did his name? If I would have gave him something as a Negro, he would have pulled that car over there. Talking about he smelled herb in there and everything. He didn't do a search or nothing. He kept talking about he smelled something. And I kept my rights as a natural person on him. I kept my constitutional foot on him. And he couldn't do nothing but go back to his car and look at him going in. He paid attention to what was on there. You better act right. And then even after that, I served him the news. For being out of pocket, giving me a ticket. Giving me no ticket for no speeding, trying to fine me, charging me a fee. You can't charge me a fee for something that's free to go down the road. I didn't harm nobody. Ain't nobody injured. You pulling me over if I was speeding, you saw I wouldn't. I told him I'm a U.S. citizen. I kept telling him that. I'm from the Texas Republic. You better get it right. So if you call me speeding, you pull me over, all you supposed to do once you found out I ain't winning your jurisdiction, okay, thank you. Have a nice day. And then guess what I'm going to do? Okay, you officer, can burn rubber again. Yeah, you done did your job. Ain't nobody injured. You pulling people over, taking them to jail, searching their car and everything. Ain't no injured party. The police can't be a plaintiff and a witness. Come on now. People don't wake up. So that's why I say we keep saying black. You're under the black code laws of 1724, sanctioned by the church. The black is what they're holding jurisdiction under the 14th Amendment, making you a U.S. citizen, which is an artificial person. So for me, bro, it's not so much I be seeming like I'm on the attack to you personally. No, it's not to you personally or any one person personally when I be like that. It's because I've learned now, and I know you might know or other people might don't know it to that degree, but I always try to correct people. I can only listen so long without saying, hey, because that's what a Moor go do. He go, he's not going to let you speak wrong or say stuff. He go say, what you mean by that? Or she go say, what you mean by that? Explain yourself. You know, make you stay on truth. So that's all it be. I be trying to do that with you because me and you build like that. You feel me?
Then I know. I be speaking for, like I say, my thing is not, I'm not saying what you're saying ain't true. I'm saying that I have to speak. If I'm talking to a Spanish person, I got to speak Spanish. He don't speak English.
No doubt.
Until he can learn English. That's all I'm saying.
That's why Allah sent the prophet to every nation to speak to the people in their own language.
All right. It's just that you know, like I'm focusing on economic and prison reform. For my people, period. That's my focus. That's my vocal point right there. That's what I'm working with. I can't cover every ground. So I have to cover the grounds where my knowledge is available to the people. And that's where my knowledge is available. That's where I'm the expertise at right there. You know, so that's what
I'm
they've
been calling, bro. They've been calling, bro.
That's why
and you out there close to them ones.
Because because everybody get out is not going to have the same belief system. But every
right.
one of them need a job and a place to stay to be around some mentors.
Right.
And people that can explain to them what's going on. You understand what I'm saying, T? Because
everybody's right.
going to have that. Just like most blacks are Christians. You can't tell them nothing. You know, they don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to understand. That's why they – why you think them – just cut it back to the stuff you just came out of your mouth. See, we got to start all over again because they didn't distort
Bro, you,
the
that's, everything what you
why
said,
you
got to say it again.
Hard?
Say that again because you're
you know,
you going in and out.
I say, why do you think those people work so hard to keep us away from our history? Because just like you're saying, we got to start all over again. If we had that history
right.
from the beginning, we'd all be on the same page. That's why they work so hard to do that.
Right.
So we don't get this. So if we all have this, what you're saying, we already be way ahead of the game. But we don't
so,
because they distort the
So you know I got,
they change
you know I got the Legal Empowerment Group. That's what it's called, LEG for short,
yeah.
L-E-G. And we do all that type of credit repair, credit bill. Oh, by the way, I got all your stuff out last night. Oh, I'll send you the picture, man. I got all of them. I'll shoot. I got to send 24 out of my own. That's how they want to send. That's how you got to cover it with a return
okay,
receipt, a
like,
tracking number.
Okay.
But they,
like the process that it takes, just like the process for you to help me with this credit, it's a process to that. So you got to use
yeah.
that process because that's what they go by.
Right.
You understand? Just like with the credit thing. Most black folks don't got no bad credit like that. They got little
things they don't.
On there. But because what they do is they sell that information. Like we know, they sell that information to people, and they got our folks thinking you can't clean it up. You got to go through this place to clean it up, and they go overcharge you and over this and over that. You know, instead of just I want to offer that as a service. I'm gonna get somebody else to pay me to do it for the people. That's what I'm
now that prison. Now that prison side of that prison side of my that company, LEG Legal Empowerment Group. The prison side of that always tells brothers and sisters. Always tell them this. See, I try to use the proper language with myself and with people because I understand etymology and words and all that. So I always tell them. And I said we're not doing prison reform. I said this is not prison reform. We're trying to shut the prison down because it's unjust. That's what they did in Oklahoma. That's what the McGirt versus Oklahoma was about. You can't criminalize them. You got to overturn them because of who they are. So if you just let alone take away the black tag and just identify yourself as an Indian, then where you got kind of criminalized that might not even be criminal just off being a native into your native self, which is better than black. It's like anything is better than black. The Negro, black, and
well,
color. But
no
even, you know, certain.
Well, they use the language. That's how they use the language, and they put the language within the laws. And then once you go
yeah.
by that there, then they got
yeah.
some crap right there. That's why I say that it's all about the history and understanding. You know, this is what we should do. This is how we should be doing it. So forth, so forth, so forth. You understand what I'm
and we
got to
get
that,
them babies,
cuz.
You hear me?
Huh?
We got to get the babies. That's what the prophet told us. We got to get the babies, the young,
yeah.
bro, the young. Yeah, you like,
oh, the
you know, the other
the
people.
Promise. The young.
Yeah.
The young who, the youngest who are the promise. I focus on you.
That's
you know,
right.
You talking 13 to 24. You think because somebody 18, they ain't young. Yeah, they still
the,
young, very
what,
young. So
and the prophet told us up to 20.
Years.
Yeah, he told us
you
up
know.
To 20. By the end, he said 20 years old, the mad to that shit. Yeah, but shoot, that's what I focus on. I
so
focus
then,
on that young.
Some of our mentality has been bagged up. So, you know, you got people that's 24, 25 acting like they're 18, 19, you know.
Yeah.
So they behind, you know. So, you know, it's a lot of work to be done, you know. So you got to pick, you can't do everything, you know. So I try to pick which ones. I feel like I can do the most damage. You know what I'm saying, T? And when I say damage, you know what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
Them the ones I pick. You know, like I need to highlight these black businesses. I need to get these businesses so they can see. Because our youngsters, they're going to do whatever they see and think is successful, good, bad, or ugly. They don't care.
So you got to show
you
them.
You go get them.
You got to show them. You got to show them that. You got to show them this is what you can do. You ain't got to do all that and put yourself in position for them people to come grab you up because that little bird turds you getting, that ain't no money, man. You know that ain't nothing, man. All this
right
around here, we ain't got none. We ain't got no business being poke, man.
Right.
We ain't got no business. And then they like to highlight those entertainers and all them and act like they some spokesman for somebody. You ain't no spokesman for me because, you know, you just not. You know, I'm not knocking nobody that's doing anything good for the people, but you ain't a spokesperson because you ain't been
yeah, you
got to
set up
like me.
And the importance, the importance what people got, one thing got to understand, bro, is this is important for me is just having a trust set up, bro, a family trust, understanding what estate planning is. That's the key to, bro, right there. That's the key to when you understand those two words, estate, those three, estate and trust. That's the key right there, bro, for us. One of the, you know, starting on as far as setting up finances and stuff. That's all I've been focused on, man, just generational wealth, bro. I'm not even dealing. Listen, I done blew so much and did so much that it's no, I don't, what kind of joy I'm going to get in trying to be around here, running around here, showing out. Man, what kind of, that's foolishness. That's foolishness for a wise man. Man, I'm thinking about my grandkids, great-grandkids, great-great-great. When they look up on the wall of the mansion and look, they gonna know who put it down and got us back right, our identity back right. You know, no lost identity, you feel me? The kids growing up, the children growing up in the right sciences, the right truths, the right, you know? Yeah, stuff like that, man. You know, growing up under trust. Got their trust set up for their estate. Yeah. Yeah, you come into that. You feel me? They can't even blow it, bro. It's designed.
You know,
they can't even destroy it.
We got this maladjusted thinking. You know, we got some stuff that's in our mindset that stops us from even moving toward anything. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to.
Yeah.
It's like having a brick or a rock, and you trying to chisel something into that rock to make it something.
See, they
want to
see it. They want to see it.
So, yeah, well, you know, their heart believes what their eyes, you know, their eyes believe.
That's right.
Their heart believes what their eyes see. So,
that's right.
They, you know, it's all about.
If you're broadcasting it, if you're on TikTok, Instagram, you out there. They want that. They want the flash. They want to see how they can get some.
Yeah, they don't care about what you say. They more into what you do. I'm into that
right
too, so I just try to do the doing. You know what I'm saying? And I let the doing speak for me. You know,
right.
I let the doing speak for me. That's what I do. I let the doing speak for me. You know, this is what I'm doing, and you can see with your eyes. Now you believe what I'm saying because I'm doing. I done been in situations where I done did this and did that and did this, and they see it. Still won't get involved, and they see it going down. That's how brainwashed we are.
And I just noticed, like I said, I be focusing on the show, on the pool and the resources and stuff, and I try to put that out there for everybody for them to get an understanding. I be seeing that because that's what I'm applying with myself. You feel me? That's what I'm applying with myself. And I just sit back, like I don't show none. I give out, you know, jewels to certain people like yourself as well, and I'm just building something. Like, it's nothing, you know, I'm just building something. I'm just growing and learning as each day goes and building it from within myself and from within my walls of confinement for myself that keeps me on my square. You right? You see what I'm saying? And I know that what I've learned that is truth, and I don't try to rush.
Yeah.
I don't get caught up before I would rush, man. I would have been, man, you know, I'd have been and boo, man. I just stay on it, and it's because it's just been.
You gotta understand. You gotta have an understanding of the people that you're dealing with and where they at in their mentality, and you gotta break it down like that. You just can't force. You can't force the. When you got a baby, that baby drink milk, and then all of a sudden that baby start eating. That baby don't come out the womb drinking no milk. He don't come out the womb crawling. I mean,
no
crawling.
Doubt.
He learns to crawl. He learns to walk.
No doubt.
He learns to do this. You teach him how to do those things. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. It's like dealing with a little newborn baby. You can't force feed him. You got to feed him a little bit at a time.
Oh, but now this is the difference. Now, this the difference. Now, this the difference on that. That depends on the fruit. That depends on the tree. Because when my seeds came out of the earth, I fed them meat. But I'm not talking on a physical level. You feel what I'm saying? I spoke to them.
No,
the
I'm
fruit.
Just using that as an analogy. That
oh yeah, I understand that. No,
people.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand
I,
that.
You can't. It doesn't matter what how much you're right about something if they're not accepting it. So first thing is to get them to be consciously open to what you're saying.
And that's the plant to see.
Like that.
Been, yeah, that's the plant to see. That's the seed plant.
I'm a grower.
Right.
I'm a grower. You can take a seed and just throw it in the ground, but you don't know if it's male or female because you might be wasting your time because that male
right.
is not going to do you any good. At least you're making seeds. You understand?
Right.
So you have to germinate it first. Many ways you can germinate a seed. And then when you get it out of there, you got to know what to do. And you know, it's just certain things that go on. Okay, so some people, they can grow, but they don't understand the botany of growing. They don't understand the thing, you know, what really takes place. So what I try to do.
The soil is the truth to it all, right?
Right. Once you're telling somebody the truth, you can tell some people the truth, and they've been told the lie so long, they can't believe your truth. You know,
well,
so
it doesn't. Well, see, that's the thing. Well, see, the Quran says this. See, let me give it to you from the book. Listen, the Quran. Listen, we are messengers. My duty is to just plant the seed. Listen, Allah's gonna water that. I can't. You know, I can't. Listen, your duty as a messenger is to convey the message plainly. Convey the truth plainly. That's it. It's not
right.
It's not obligated
right.
to make nobody stay there or nothing. So what I do is I just speak it, and I see what level people on. So I try to speak it at their level, but I still speak it. So
right.
sometimes
right.
I curse. So like sometimes I curse, or sometimes I say something when I'm in a certain crowd, but I still speak the truth. But I speak it in their language, meaning I give it to them that way, but I still say what I got to say. That's the difference. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm not going to go in there and still be black talking with them. I'm going to say what
well,
I'm going to say,
well,
but I'm going to say it in any
well,
way.
Well,
but then I'm going to keep pushing.
Yeah, you can't sugarcoat the truth.
Yeah.
You can't sugarcoat
right.
the truth. The truth is the truth. It stands on its own. You know what I'm saying, see? It stands on its
so
own.
If I would have put on YouTube, if I would have put on YouTube, I had my young son in the car. And he was so thrilled. If I would have put it on YouTube, the youngsters would have been thrilled with it because I'd have seen people with their flags and all kinds of stuff get pulled over and people got all kinds of likes. If I would have put it on YouTube, when he pulled me over and I was in my natural person as a Moorish American, I was in my natural person, bro, it had so many likes. They'd be like, man, what's that? You know, I want that. Because, shit, you're going to get pulled over with your jurisdiction ID and get pulled over, go through all kinds of them and let him tell you two or three times he just smelled marijuana. He would have been down your car. I don't care what kind of ID you had in insurance. That's why he took duty down.
Right.
He would have took you in. He told me multiple times. Man, he kept doing like that. We was in the backwood cracker town. I'm going to say it like it is because this is my show. We was on the backwood cracker honky town, Obion Fife. Sure was, cuz.
Right.
Yeah, he said it multiple times. He looked like fucking Barney. Excuse my language. See, he looked like Barney Rubble with a hat on. And he said it multiple times. He kept saying it. Yeah, bro. And then he asked me, did I mind stepping
right.
out? I stepped out. And you got to know this. If they ever ask you to step out and you leave your car door ajar, they're going to assume that you're giving them permission to go into your car. So if they ever ask you, if you mind stepping out, when you step out, close your door. Because now it's back to private property again. See, you got to just understand your
right.
rights and know stuff. So that's all
right.
it be, man. Yeah,
well,
yeah, bro.
Like that incident there, people really don't know. The police trying to be slick when they had pulled me over. He say, can we search your car? I say, no, you ain't got no business searching my car. I don't want you searching, touching nothing. I'm not
right.
on parole, probation. I'm ain't nothing. You just give me your ticket if you got one to give. You don't make one up. But you can't go in my
right.
car. What you want to go in my car for? My car didn't make the left. I made the left. You know what I'm saying? I'm in control of the car. What you want inside the car? You know, so... So,
listen,
you
got to do your
you
papers, man.
Right.
I've been telling you that.
You know,
got to send your papers in, man.
Yeah, I know.
So you can have your real ID. So you can have your real IDs and stuff, bro.
It's hard getting into these government these county and government facilities because they close. And when you try to do things online, they try to block you or put little roadblocks up, little stuff I be trying to do.
I'm talking about your natural person putting them on notice.
Yeah, I got to get the birth certificate. I know the stuff you put me through, but, man, I can't.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that. No birth certificate, nothing. I ain't talking about no birth certificate stuff. I'm talking about just having your status corrected. You don't need no birth certificate for that. You got to have your status corrected. That's what being more, your Moorish. You know, that's what my identification or everything that's going on. I don't follow that jurisdiction stuff what they own. I'm law abiding, but it's different, bro. It's very different. Listen, people, man, I tell the brothers, man, I got sisters and stuff to call, and they're like, man, I'm going to be on probation and stuff when I come home. No, you're not. Man, they just don't know what's in store.
Right.
Yeah, they just don't know what's in store, bro. You come on, bro, and, man, turn from that. The only reason you was there, you remember, they kidnapped you. So they let you go. When you go check in, you go keep checking in, huh? Okay. Yeah, that's I already had it on my mind. I already knew what I knew, and I went out there on faith. I did, cuz. You witnessed that, bro. I went out there on faith. Sure did. I'm sitting there that whole time. I said, I can't wait. I hope. I prayed to Allah that I was freed from their capture, to these Europeans. Let me out of there. And you think I'm going to get out and you'll keep coming back to you, and I know you didn't kidnap me illegally? I mean, God bless your mind. I'm going to go stand on what I know and exercise it. So I went to work. Man, putting them on notice. Went to work. Covering my tracks. Putting them on notice. I ain't worried about no response or what they say or nothing. They could try to capture me again. I know it's going to be on file. And I know I'm going to connect with the ones who know and people to know how to come put. They're going to put the charge out there. Hey, kidnapping, you got one of ours. I bet you that if they take me in, one of mine coming up there talking about calling up there harassing about kidnapping. You got the wrong one right there. That's a natural person. That's not no U.S. citizen. That's what they're going to be saying right there. They're going to be coming with it. Shit, they're going to call the FBI, everything, and tell them they got one. They're going to put it on, man, where they call down there. They ain't going to play. That's how they deal with my niece, man. They kidnapped my niece. Man, my brother called so fast on kidnapping. They thought it was a joke. He hit that FBI number. Boop, boop, boop. Shit, man, they let her out of there. She wasn't in jail an hour. Man, they let her out of there playing them games. You gotta kidnap my little niece. Shit. Yeah. So, man, I just want to get you up to part two, man. We got to go on kidding more. I want to get you up to point on your stuff, man, because, yeah, you don't want them never be even feel like they could capture you. But it's a good thing. You don't even want to feel like if you know that if they took you, that you it's really they really didn't snatch you up. Like they got hoods on in the front. You might as well feel like that. They got hoods on in the front, and you just a nigga in the back. You know where you're going. They put you in a tree or a bullet in your head. Yeah, that's the only way they're going to pull you over. Yeah. That's the only way they're going to pull you over, man. Dark late nights and, hey, boy, oh, we got you. Yeah, you one of them kind of looking at you like that. Other than that, just driving normal, you won't even feel the same way. I don't even feel black no more, bro. Bro, I walk around with my turban and stuff on. I got to order me some fez so I can put on my fez. I don't even feel like a black. I feel so different when I walk into places, bro, with my headgear and my garment. I got some different garments I put on. Be looking like the Iron Sheik and stuff, bro. I get a different response from the people. Even when sliding the money and stuff, bro, they don't even be marking it enough. I get a different response than if I would have came as black. Bro, it's totally different. Man, you know how many, I got bank accounts. I got 3 bank accounts. Got 2 business ones. You know how many problems I get around the country just going in there as black when I was going in there as black? Man, I see the difference, man, in the response of their stores and stuff. So you remember the book? I think it was Ralph Ellison or something, Invisible Man. When he did the thing, he was white. Yeah, he went as he was white, then he put on the black. He went in, they treated him totally different. He was like, wow, that's how I be feeling, bro. It's like, it's totally different. Totally different response. Bro, I hand people $1,500 bills, bro. Chris, they don't even check it, mark it, nothing. I'd be like, whoa, you know, my old mentality be like, oh, I'd have been sliding on them. You hear me? I'd have double back been sliding on them. Oh, they ain't checking? Shoot, yeah, that's because I got this regalia on. I got this headgear on. You look like somebody else. Total respect. It's total difference, bro. It's total difference. Yeah. So I know you used to have your Muslim garment on. I don't know how your reception was back then. You feel me? But, yeah, when you be in your gear,
no,
man,
they,
you get...
When they see you, when they see you, they recognize something different just by the attire. And you do get
yes.
seen as different. Just like with my beard. When I shave my beard off and I have my beard on, it's different.
Yeah.
And I have on my kufi or my beards or one of them, it's a whole new ball game. You know what I'm saying, T? It's a
yes.
whole new ball game. It is. It is, bro. It
That's
is.
A trip, baby.
It is a whole new ball game. See, and this
right.
see, another thing, everything is in the education. Everything.
Yes.
That's why
True.
They got that bullshit education that they feed us. That's why. We're not
True.
Getting the correct education.
True.
So
we're being trained.
If you're giving somebody, yeah, man, train just like I trained my dogs back there, sit, lay, go
yeah.
around the corner, get over here, come on, all same
yeah.
thing.
We're being trained.
I train, and they do exactly what I trained them to do. They don't do no more until I train them for more. They don't do no more.
Right.
They only do what I train them to do. They don't do no more. You can't come and make my dog do something I ain't trained him to do. You can't.
Mm.
He ain't even listening to you. You say sit, he ain't finna
so
sit.
Let me,
I say sit,
let me,
sit.
We got. Let me get this definition, then me and you can wrap up however we like we doing right now. Let me get this definition because
okay,
I wanted.
It's all good.
It wanted to go in conjunction with what we did because I have to always give this back to the people. I always go back to this over and over because you're going to see this a lot. It's in the 14th Amendment, all persons born. It says persons. You never know what this person is. It never defines person. But I'm giving you the definition of person in law because the European is here by law, by legal agreement.
Right.
Y'all got to understand the contract that's going on. He's from Europe. This is not Europe, so he can't be at home. Understand that, okay? Now understand that now. That's why when you understand them higher mercenaries in your community, why are they there? It's, yeah, they're there for, they work for somebody. They're there for a reason. Understand what's going on now. So people saying Black Lives Matter? No, it doesn't. Don't know why? Because they have something on, they have something coined on that. And this is what I want you to understand under that by person. And person is the 14th Amendment person. It's like the little movie Ted. You ever seen the movie Ted, y'all? Ted and Ted 2. It's the movie about you. It's the 14th Amendment person. Ted was shaking his little wee-wee, smoking weed, everything, talking shit, swallowing spit. That's what Ted was doing. And then they took Ted to court. She had a claim on Ted. Ted couldn't do nothing. They told Ted to stand down, man. You're an artificial person, a creation of the law. No matter what it looked like, that's what you are. You're an artificial person. That's what they told Ted. It was a movie about us. They laughed all the way to the bank. So I'm going to show you how to put it together. And you go back and be like, wow, here it go right here. The definition of persons. From Black's Law Dictionary, Abridged 7th Edition. Person. A human being. That's one. A human being. That's what all black folks, if you're asking, what is a person? A human being. We ain't going to go no further. What else do you need to know? That's a person. Shit. What else do a black person? That's our black person language they go talk. Okay. One. A human being. Two. An entity. In parentheses, it says, such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Oh, so go back again, Suleiman Man 2. Again, it says an entity. Then it says in parentheses, such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Okay. Three, the living body of a human being. So we all know that a person is a human being with a living body. Okay. Yeah, we got that, right? But it's also an entity that's recognized by law as having rights and duties. So you know a corporation could sue, be sued, and so forth, right? You know it has statute rights, codes, right? Okay, then it goes down below it. It says artificial person. And the definition it says, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Now, dig that. Again, artificial person. An entity such as a corporation, now here go the catch, created by law, and here go the other catch, and, because it says and, given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. Yeah, that's what we are, an artificial person, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Well, I be damned. Yeah. And then it goes down, then you go down, you find natural person. It's what, well, an artificial person is also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, or a legal entity. Okay. Then you go down, you have natural person. A natural person is a human being, which we know, as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. You listen, y'all. Y'all got to listen. You got to listen to language. All the words are important. That word and, when it said that they're created by law, and is so important, and is more important than and tie everything together. Yeah, so it says a natural person, a human being, as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Now, it says distinguished from, right, by a natural person. In law, in the United States, everybody is assumed an artificial person unless you distinguish yourself in writing that you're a natural person. And that's where I close and conclude. And if Biggie Smalls said, if you don't know, now you know. Because in the United States, under their regulations, everybody is assumed as a United States citizen, an artificial person, all persons born, unless you refute the fraud and distinguish that you're a natural person. And there's a way. There's a way. We are at home. Hey, more is here, you know. Hey, declare. Proclaim who you are. You feel me? You the people here that they slaughtered and killed. Quit claiming tags that they giving you. You was Negro before. You ran around here claiming that. You was black before. You ran around claiming that. Then you was colored. You claim that. Then you was Afro-American. You claim that. You've been running around here with your head whipped upside your head so long. And then when our own come and talk to us, like I said, we don't want to hear it. They done gave us this false culture, this false image, this black. And they promoting it. They love it. Black entertainment television. Yeah, they love it. Black. Black Friday. Black this. You don't understand what black is. They don't understand what black is. Yeah, so look at it. The definition speaks for itself. The definition of black speaks for itself. So we've been blacked out. You feel me? Blacked out of society. And it's dark for us. And that's what it is. But I appreciate you and your energy, man. I've been seeing you. You've been sitting back, man. I've been absorbing, going to a whole another level in your in your game. Just I see you got I see you got more patience, man. You just sitting back, you know, putting your figuring what you get, whatever you got going in your mind, you bringing it to fruition because you sitting back allowing it to come to be. And that's how it is, man. We ain't got to run for it. Man, if you just sit back and think, and study, you can accomplish and have whatever you want. It's a way.
And you know, see you doing like that. I always say, you know, fail to plan to fail. You know,
no doubt.
So I'm getting on. I'm absorbing everything that come my way. You know, so and I'm trying to participate in what's right for us. You know,
no
what's
doubt.
Right for us. I'm gonna do what's right for us. You know, I'm gonna do what's right for me. And then I'm gonna bring it to my family. Then I'm gonna bring it
no
to
doubt.
My community. And then,
no, just like
and
that.
Then the phases that I go through because I understand I got a late start, but it's better to have a late start than no start. You know. And
you got somewhere they can reach you. That people can reach you.
Well, you know,
my email
is HakeemJabbar@yahoo.com, and you can call me on my phone.
925-243-5504.
There it is.
And don't forget y'all. LegalEmpowerment.com. Y'all tap in. It's the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. We'll see y'all manana, inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum, God bless. I hope we entertained y'all. I hope we brought y'all something. Not in entertain y'all or make you laugh or something like that, but I hope you enjoy following us, and I hope that you are following us again and tell a friend.
We got a warning. We got
Hit
a
me
warning
up.
For the morning drip show. And I want this is not entertainment.
No doubt.
This is
Hit
not
me up right now, cuz.
We're not trying to entertain nobody. We're trying to inform, you know. And that's our purpose here, is for us to inform. We're trying to inform you, give you the correct information so you don't be misled.
Call me.